Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're a public opinion poll, and would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your current official party voter registration file with your county elections office?
I'm sorry, say again?
I am
a registered
party voter registration.
Republican?
Okay, Republican. All right, thank you, ma'am.
Is that it?
Just give me 1 second. Okay, and when there's a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time,
always.
Or rarely or never? Always.
Always.
Okay. So for qualification purpose.
You're cutting out. I'm having a very hard time. Are you there?
Okay, and do you recognize the name of... Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, do you recognize
yes.
the name of Keith Gross, and do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion, or no opinion on him?
I don't recognize the name.
Okay,
so no
what
opinion.
About... No opinion. Okay, what about Ron DeSantis?
What's my options?
favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion?
Neutral.
Neutral on him. Okay, what about Rick Scott?
Favorable.
Okay, and Donald Trump?
What's the options?
A favorable, unfavorable, neutral, or no opinion?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm having... Okay, and if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Rick Scott.
Okay. Okay, and do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Oh, my God. Shoot. I don't know. Somewhat.
Somewhat support him. Okay. All right. Okay, now do you approve?
That's it.
For Rick Scott's job of you.
I'm sorry, you're cutting now.
Do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator?
No, I approve.
Will be approved. Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and size and the size of the federal government?
I'm really not that familiar with his performance on that.
Okay, so not familiar. You're all right?
Yeah.
Will Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I guess I approve.
Approve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and during the, you know, the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was, you know, in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason, okay? Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does not have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
No effect on your vote. Okay. Thank you. So finish with this. Thank you for your time. Okay. Finally, yeah. I'm gonna ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
Well, I don't know the other gentleman, so I can't really answer that unless I knew more about the other gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, no problem, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me one second. I have a couple more questions. I think my internet down a little bit. Okay, thank you. Okay, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose, okay? What is your age? Are you from 18 to 34, 35 to 49?
Oh, 50, no, I won't answer. I will not answer those questions.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, ma'am. Like I say, I only have a couple more questions, okay? And which of the following